Okay. I think since most probably the most important thing for this period is bitachon, so we'll learn a little bit about the Rebbe's words on this thing. When the second chelik of Al Rishon, Mareches Avitochen, page Tov Kuf Ein Gimel. He starts with Shloisha Mekoymes Itfila on the Maskir and Misa Shmo Yisboch. Three places we mention in our Tfila the fact that Hashem is Emes. Keftona Lishimcha Godol Sel the Emes, Lhoidis Lechoyechen V'Yavo. In the Brocha of Avarava, we say, in Karvas to your great name, the Emes. The second time we say Saint Sotol Halabitchim Bishimcha Be'emes, Simcha Keni Moim. That's in the bracha of Al Tzadikim. We make a bracha of the Tzadikim, and in there we put something for ourselves also. You should give Saint Sotol Halabitchim Bishimcha Be'emes. So here it discusses the concept, and we mentioned the concept of Bitochen Be'emes. Spalto Hashem, we should be one of those. You see a chiddush here, by the way, that it shaykh to be mispalel to be part of those people that are boitchem b'shimcha be'emes. That's not shaykh to tefillah. That's shaykh to a person has to work on his bitochen. But like we see this in many tefillahs, we have tefillahs in Ageta, Avodah Hashem, Shekhein Avinu L'Shor Sechem, Kavinu Malki L'Avodah Sechem. There's a thing, a concept Hashem brings. If a person really wants something, he can give them extra kriyas and say, I have the shmai to get to that goal. So part of our status to be poitchem Hashem is also to be mispalel for bitochen. And the third thing is, chol achayim yiduch ha-sela v'hal shimcha v'emes. And the shmarei esrei. We say that. So we're saying, you know, Makar to Shimcha Godel Be'emes, there's a concept of people that are Beteach Be'emes, and the people that are Mahal, the Shem Hashem Be'emes. So he says, when we're talking about Emes in Olam Hazeh, we're talking about Emes Sheniyah L'mtzias Kan Be'olam. Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzad Atzmo is Emes, like the famous Rambam in Yisrael Torah says, and he's the only real Emes, the only thing that has to be there. Everything else is telling the Ratzon Hashem. Hashem is the only real Emes. When we're talking about Emes and a Tefillah, it's an Emes that can be perceived by us. Because Shabbos is Mitzvah, we can't perceive. We know it, can't perceive it. The whole Tefillah is about things that we feel and see and have a Sheikhah to. We know at Gedekach that the Gemara, famous Gemara Neuma, it says that a different Nevi that didn't say Hakel HaGodla Giva Vanoira because they didn't see that Hanhoga of the godless, of the awesome God of the Shboch, the Gevura, the time of the Chum, and they didn't see it. Even though they know that that's a factor, but in Tefillah we say things that we perceive. So go upon him. He's saying that our avoda in Olam Hazeh is to, he calls it the Hafocha Emes Bekoach L'Emes Bepoel, which I think the most basic understanding it is, everybody knows the truths. Now we know that certain truths is one thing, but that we feel them, we live with them, and they guide our behavior, that's at a different level. That's what he says. It's a big avoda to transform the emes in our mind to the emes, the way I react and relate to everything in my life. Even in that, there are a lot of madrigas. The poilagroma is gala emes bov of matan Torah. The most clear, unequivocal realization of emes in history was Matan Torah. when the fact that we believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to something that we perceived. Every person heard the Koilis. Chazal said even they were even able to see the Koilis. Which in the Farshim explained, you can't see, it doesn't mean that they saw the sound waves. It means that when you hear something, it's not as clear as when you see it. In a Dima Shmiel Eriya. But Matan Torah, what they heard was so clear, it was the same level of clarity that one would have when he sees something. And also, love it, it'll happen again. We'll have a clear picture of the whole world, how things are run, and why everything happened throughout history. The Gila Behoive, he says, is Mishagia Lebitochen. Breitchel Shimcha Be'emes means a person is living the Olam Emes. That is really the whole Avodah Bitochen. Because the reality of the world is that it is clear that Hashem is the one we should be relying on. And our Matzav Ruach and everything should just be in place based on the clarity of how much Hashem is watching over us and cares for us. And we have that peace of mind that we should have. And the reason we don't have it is because it's not the goli. We don't see it. We see things happening in the world that causes confusion, even in our own lives. Not everything is going the way we want it to go. And lots of things are frustrating and painful. And a person doesn't work on bitachon, can live in a state of confusion. What is this world about? Is it a pleasant world? Or is it a painful world? Now, avodah bitachon is to see the real picture of things, how everything is emanating from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we know, even the dinim in the world are there to make us worthy of getting the chesed afterwards. It's all to bring chesed. Yeah. So, he's saying that these are the three things that we're saying. Kevtoi Shimcha Godel Ve'emes. It's talking on Matan Torah, when it was revealed to us in Ma'amar Sinai. That's that emes that we saw there. We saw the poyel. We saw the clarity that Hashem is there, and He is giving us the Torah. He says, when we learn the passages that talk about Sinai and Yisrael and Mishpatim and Eschanan, we see the tremendous ma'ima that was there. It was something real. Pachad Moves and Nofel Aleim. In the beginning, there was a fear. And together with it, this impossible thing, seemingly impossible thing, because you both can speak to a person who'll stay alive. And they read. Lisa. They weren't able to hear more than the first dibbles from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was too much for them. But these were all the simonim that they were exposed to such a intense exposure of emes. And they had a clarity just for them. Most of Klaus, it was too much to remain in that state. Begula achreina im bitul hara ba'olam tiskayim nevuas shayo. We're skipping now from the emes of Matan Torah to the emes of Lasad Lovi. Lasad Lovi, the ra, evil in the world will stop. It says, Kimola oz diyas Hashem kemaim liyam chasim. The world will be full of knowledge of Hashem. And diyah also means closeness to Hashem. Like the water that covers over the oceans. Because once again, then again, we get the clear picture. When you get the clear picture of the greatness, the chasodim, the closeness we have to Hashem, then everything that's happening in your life becomes clear. Everything fits into place. So you're saying, Yehal Shnuch of Emes. By the way, this is a chiddush in that tefillah that we're saying. The tefillah we said after Moedim, כל מזבור זה משום הקן תמיד ואין לכל החיים דו וסל ויהל של רבנס זה אין דו מרידו that we have. In the moedim we say every day, we're basically saying that we are moedim on all these truths that are happening in our life. But the truth is that most of people today do not recognize, they don't pay attention to them. The truth that our life is in Hashem's hands. The truth that Hashem is always doing nifloyos for us, all the making things going on in our body, out of our body. Tremendous tovus that Hashem is doing us. You know, there's so many opportunities for mitzvahs throughout the day. Olam Haba. I saw a beautiful pshat in the Sefer Magid Tzedek. It's a Talmud of Vilna Goyim. At the end of Moedim, we say, "Hatoyv ki lo yichol racham echo, v'amarachin ki lo yisamach hazadecho." So he says, what is it stressing? It says, "Hatoyv, the good Hashem, ki lo yichol racham echo." That your racham never finishes. Hamarachin, then we say, you're the person who has rachmonis. So he says like this: Hatoyki lo yichol racham echo. A person can be a good person; he does good things to people. But it's lav dafka stemming because he cares, has rachmonis on another person. Sometimes the reason why people do good things is because they want to have a name of being a good thing. They want power. There's all kinds of reasons why people do good things. So he's saying, Kodesh Baruch Hu, we recognize that toys. The toy that you're doing to us is only coming from your Rachman. You have nothing from it for yourself. It's all for us. It's the purest toy that can be. And then Hamarachin, he says that sometimes the person has Rachmanis. The reason why I have Rachmanis on the person is because I feel bad for him. And I'm doing it also to basically I have this guilt feeling that this poor person out there, I can't leave him the way he is. So I'm also, in a certain degree, not doing it out of pure rachman. I'm doing it out of, because I feel bad. And therefore, the fact that I'm feeling bad causes me to do the right thing. He's saying, Rachim, the rachmanus of Hashem is not because Hashem, Kavi Yochel, feels bad. It's because Kilo Yisamach HaZadecho. He's full of chesed. Other rabbit, there's a need for rachman, the means that chesed kicks in. That's the purity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That everything he does for us is coming from his rachmim, his chasodim, that kopanim. That's something that we recognize, but unfortunately, a large part of the world does not recognize. So he's saying that after, as we said, the cholachaim yiduchaselo means that even though right now cholachaim is not makir kodesh bochu, there will come a time that cholachaim yiduchaselo. There will come a time that everybody in the world, in the universe, will recognize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When is that? It's not now. Most lovely. That's what we're saying in Moedim. We are working on ourselves to pay attention to things that the rest of the world is not paying attention to. And even we do have to wear. We have to work on it to make ourselves aware of this. But the time's going to come that what we're working on now is going to be so obvious. That is, when the emes will be in this God of love and love, in, like we say, Mechol Lachem Yiduch HaTzer, with Hal Shincha Be'emes. And then the Hilulim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just because it's a mitzvah to praise Hashem, it will be so obvious, the greatness of Hashem, that everyone will praise Him. HaKopanim, so these are the two points of history that things will be clear. Matan Torah, love and love. We know that Be'etzem, that's a month ago, Rosh Hashanah, more than a month ago already. When we were saying the psukim of Shofros, but the Shofar also is the Shofar, which is basically calling out and revealing the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the two points of times that are mentioned in Shofros are these two points of time: the Shofar of Matan Torah, the Kol Shofar. Because the Shofar basically represents this idea of revelation. Hashem reveals himself and made it clear to everybody. Then we have the second Shofar, a bunch of psukim of Kav Shofar Gadol L'Chei Hoseinu. We talk about Shofar Gadol, v'chulei v'chulei. So the two times of clear revelations. And in between those two times, we have a third time, which is the world we're living in. And there the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not revealed. So that's basically what he's asking. Eifon u'moitzim is emes ha'poyel v'agol v'zman hazeh. We have these three times mentioned, and two of them are clear. Matan Torah is clear. Everybody heard the koilas are broken. They heard the emes was clear. Lots of love will be clear. Where is there a state of clarity even v'zman hazeh? And that he says so beautifully. Those people that have real bitachon Hashem, not like what the Chazon Ish calls the ones who are blabbering or parroting or whatever you want to call it, the word bitachon the whole life and have no shaykhus to it. The person is really living with bitachon. That's what it is. He's giving us a certain definition of bitachon. A bitachon is a person who is living with the emes of the world. That's the emes. It's an emes. He'll be lost in love. He's living with that, even though it's nister now. Sim Leif says, Yedidi HaKoyri Anu Salim Esabeteach Hamiti Veshura Achaz and Giloi Emes Vamitzino Ugula Achreina. He says, basically what we're saying, this is an amazing thing. That a person can get to Madrega of Emes equivalent as close as possible to the Emes of Har Sinai, the Emes of Gula Achreina. We're all yearning for the Gula Achreina, but we basically, if we work at it, we can bring ourselves to a certain mahalach of living with that Emes in this world. And it's just that beautiful world of Gula Achreina, or the beautiful world of Maimon HaSina, when we saw the greatness of Hashem and the closeness that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is changing all the Sidrei Bereishis is just to be misachin with us and show us his Ava, like we say, Ava Rava. That's with us even today. So he says, now we have a little picture of what we can reach with Mitochen and also how much the person has to put us into it. It's not something that just comes 1, 2, 3. Okay, you can imagine if to get to a point of Gula Achreina, middle of the Golas, is a big work. That's what it's all about. And like we're saying, it's something that pays off because that beauty, tranquility that we have, peace of mind that one has, the Rav Mitzvah Nefesh being uplifted by it is it's possible to get to, and we get closer to it by this avodah. Yeah. Then he said, there's no maila that there's so many mistakes of that as it is with the Mita Bitochen, how much people fool themselves. They think about the Bitochen, they have no sheikhs to the Chalal. Yeah, people think that I was just recently, I was talking to some guy, and he's telling me how much his family about Bitochen. I said, could you describe to me what Bitochen is? How can you test yourself if you have Bitochen or not? He didn't have any answer for me. So I would say, if he doesn't even know what it is, how could he say that he's about Bitochen? Yeah, I told him what the Chavis of Ovis described. Bitochen. He says the Mahut of Bitochen, the definition of Bitochen, is the peace of mind a person has by the fact that he has a clarity that he's in the hands of somebody who he could totally rely on, that person or that being will do only what's good for him. Whether he deserves it or doesn't deserve it. And to go through life like that, that's a high matzeika. That's not easy thing for anybody to do. To really not just say, yes, I know it, but I feel it. When things don't go the way I want, to realize I'm just as much in the hands of a Kodesh Baruch Hu as I was the day before when things did go the way I wanted. I'm fond of saying over this ma'isa, which I saw somewhere once, I don't remember where. He is a very powerful message. Of desolate, Chayim Levocha, somewhere he writes a message about his father, that his father is a wealthy man in Russia, and people knew the economy was very unstable, and they knew the Tsar was going to do something very rash. People were terrified because they wanted to preserve the money, but they weren't sure how to do it. Everybody has some other cheshbon. Put your money in real estate, put your money in diamonds, put your money in gold, put your money in cash, put your money in whatever, foreign currencies. Anyway, his father, for some reason, decided he's going to put all his money in. Because you don't know what's going to happen. This way, you can always run away with the cash. And it came the day that the Tsar announced that the entire currency that has been issued till now is bought on the Vodul Ka'av and the Ara. Anybody has cash, it's worthless. And if you want money, you'll have to, whatever. Anyway, the story may not be 100% accurate, but that's what it was. He lost all his money in one day, however it happened. And Reb Tesla says, I could testify, I did not notice any change in the matzav ruach of my father from the day before to the day after. This is a ma'aseh neira. The pshat is, like we're saying, people could parrot, bitochen, when something happens like that, a person worked his whole life or something and loses in one day. He loses himself. What's going to be? What happened? How could it be? Why did I deserve that? 101 questions everybody asks. But a person is living bitochen. I'm in Hashem's hands when I made the money, and in the same Hashem's hands when I lost the money. Nothing changed. I mean, there's no reason to despair, be upset or anything. I have to do the right things, and I'm going to continue doing the right things. That's the person who's living in that Olam HaEmes. And the Emes is how much we are in the hands of the Kodesh Baruch, who's caring for us and giving us life. Anybody who's alive will be made to Hashem. Thank Hashem for life. At least that much we should do. Maybe that will help us build a bit of it. Not take life for granted. Not in the format of being afraid about our life. We don't have to be afraid. Hashem will decide what's good for us. Fear is not healthy, and it's not a fruit of bitachon. But to realize, and this is what I'm talking about a lot lately, we say, Moedem, al chayeinu amesum biyadecha, think about it. My life is in your hands, and I'm alive. It's not something to be taken for granted that I'm alive today just because I was alive yesterday. I thank you, Hashem, for giving me life. Another day, another few hours. And I'm sure that you will continue it as long as it's good for me. Yeah. Anyway, that's what it is. Bitochen is a world of clarity. He says all these people that are asking 100 chakiras about bitochen always. How much we talk and how much is tablet, so people that come with these questions about I'd be talking and shtablet questions, all these type of things. It shows that the lacking of bitochen. Habateach and itain ashel shelas. Doesn't mean no shelas at all, but there's a certain pashtus that a person that has bitochen has that guides into life. Come on, they always are shaylas, but he's talking about a certain type of person who's constantly has fakers and not sure and not this and not that. And we have to know the klolim, the right form of behavior, and go with it. Lagia li bitochen amiti chokhma buke. To get to the real bitochen is very deep wisdom. And he's going to try to clarify for us the Sages Bitochen. Here he says, Kamuvan, with a tremendous anova, that's how could I go through these high madrigas? But Lamaisa, if you want to clarify the Sugya, Api Divrei Chazal, Nefesh Hashem, The more we clarify it and the more we work on it, the more we will grow. And the most important thing of all this is that, like we're saying, it's not an issue of getting more knowledge and more clarity of what Bitochen is. It's after we have this pashtus, Bitochen is living with the true emes of life and with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we have different mahalchim that we can go through that help us make that real and part of our lives, not just something that we know, but something that we feel, something that guides us. It's a shame we should be safe to get to higher levels of bitochen, higher levels of nuchas and nefesh, simchas achayim, feelings of fears, everything. So we'll have a wonderful week. And like I said, it's a nice thing to think of that in the course of the week if you want to do some avayis and bitochen. And moizim every time. Achayinu ha-mesurim v'yudecha. Thank Hashem for that. Good tovach to everybody.
Good tovach. Thank you.
Shashka. Thank you.